Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio with Brian and Hope. I'm your host, Brian. And along with me tonight is my co-host, Hope. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And also along with us tonight is our infinite source angel and our voice of the airwaves, Miss Eva. Good evening, young lady.
Hello.
Are you feeling groovy?
I am.
Mama says I have to be groovy.
I am feeling groovy. You don't even want me to start singing, man. Feeling
Every time
groovy.
You say that, I think of Thelma from Scooby-Doo. But tonight, we're going to finish up our New World Order topic that we started last night. There's just too much to unpack to just do it in one show. So we're going to continue tonight, ladies. And I know Hope's got some good information for us. Take it away, young lady.
Well, you wanted to talk about the media. Media part. You said you had some information to share about that.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, the WEF, in 2020, July, one of their white papers, you can look all their white papers up on their forum. They're all there. Every single plan they have in place is written down. This is called Building Back Better, an action plan for the media, entertainment, and culture industry. So while the pandemic was raging, they were putting out this report. And what it is creating stronger media ecosystem, a stronger industry with trusted and transparent media. A stronger industry will focus on increasing value and reducing waste. They're accelerating digital transformation. They're adapting the industry workforce, supporting responsible business through global sustainable development goals. So what they've done is the purpose of the report is to identify and drive forward practical actions for advertisers, publishers, agencies, and platforms to improve the media ecosystem in the phase of building back better post-COVID-19. While media consumption has accelerated during the pandemic, the main currency used for media monetization, advertising spending, has been pulled back across many channels. So what they did was they pushed money into it. It's creating stronger media ecosystem across content creation, distribution, and consumption innovation. So they got into all the platforms, hence all the YouTube stuff that was going on. They were pushing their content creators, right? Accelerating the digital transformation to drive innovation. The conclusion of this report, and it's a big one, it goes on for 26 pages if people want to go and read through it. But the conclusion is, act today knowing the current pandemic will define us for the next 10 years. The future is happening faster, so seize the first mover advantage. Double your bets. Horizontal is the new vertical. Build the future we'd prefer.
Mm.
Yeah. So what they did was they took control of all these content creators, and we've seen the videos of people saying they've been paid, $50,000 just to say they support something. And it's the kids that are seeing it, the young voters, not so much us. We're getting it through people sharing it on TikTok, on X and stuff. But these kids consume this for hours at a time, and it's all short clips. So they're not really getting any details. Oh, I support Joe Biden. Oh, I support the trans movement. Oh, I support this. But they're all, it's very fast. And that's why they can't concentrate on anything anymore. And they don't want to sit down and listen, because you're not feeding it to them in the way that they've designed it for these kids to consume it. It's all over the world. These platforms that they're watching are everywhere, in every country.
But, But if you ask, and also if you ask them the definition of what they're supporting and why they're supporting it, they cannot answer you.
No, they stumble over all their words. How many genders are there? Two, and then there's trans, and then there's, or no, one will say two, and then the rest of them are like, well, there's a lot of them. Okay, identify them. Well, there's male, female, trans, and then, well, okay, well, there's non-binary and maybe the furry people, and they go on, but they can't actually articulate what any of it means. There's male and female.
Yeah.
Stop there.
They're clueless. Like, I mean, too bad Trump did not, when he was in office, he did not, Brian dropped. NSA.
Oh, no.
FBI and CIA for your patronage. Hopefully he can just connect back in. But it's totally, completely ridiculous. These people don't know diddly squat. And too bad when Trump was in office, he did not end up abolishing TikTok. Because TikTok is pure evil. I mean,
100%.
Just like
that's Chinese owned all the way.
Just like that Instagram. If you read the fine print of Instagram, you're basically selling all your information. You're giving
Instagram
them carte
is owned
blanche
by the same person that owns Facebook.
You're giving them carte blanche to everything that you have, and people just don't realize, or they're too lazy to actually read and or get information on it elsewhere, you know, what they're giving away. I will not do the Instagram. I keep mine limited. And as far as phone numbers and stuff like that.
You had 100% right. When we first started talking, even when we just first started talking, and you started talking about the programming.
Right.
That's everything. Everything they're hitting with us is it's programming of some sort.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, just like the people that created Facebook. Allegedly, Mark Zuckerberg came up with the idea, wink, wink.
Yeah,
no, that did not happen.
Everybody knows the Winklevoss twins did. Mark Zuckerberg stole the damn idea, just like
exactly.
Bill Gates stole Microsoft.
Yep, exactly. And they reap all the benefits. But, you know, I was a late bloomer to Facebook because I just like people were talking about it and it's like I dragged my feet and
I was too. I was still on MySpace for a while.
Yeah, well, I didn't start Facebook until 2009, and you know I'd get bored with it, and then I started the radio show, and then so there was a benefit to using Facebook then, and but you know I didn't. All these people posting pictures of food and crap like that, and then all those games that were attached to it, that big huge one, Farmville.
I remember that. My mom played that.
All involved in that Farmville, and little did they know that all these games were testing you.
Yep.
They were tests that they were putting you through to actually, track your intelligence for one thing, and they learned a lot about you. And it's crazy insanity. And people, we live in this fast food society. We want everything yesterday. So once we, you know, hit the grind for 8 hours a day, you come home, you want some R&R, so what do? You turn on the boob tube, and usually the news comes on, and it's like, people, you have to turn off those television programming boxes. It's called programming for that very reason.
See, that's the thing. When I was a kid, I think the only time I watched TV was Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. The rest of the time, I was nowhere to be found.
Well yeah, because we had lives then. You know,
we
had
real social media.
Exactly.
We actually socialized.
Yeah.
They destroyed
that. It is very, very sad. And, you know, they did design it so that you get the endorphins and stuff from when people like what you post and everything. And then you get bummed if nobody likes your stuff. So
I think what it is back in the 80s, the parents of the 80s, it was all they trusted these doctors too much when they started telling them their kids had all this shit wrong with them. And then they started telling them they needed these pills instead of just addressing the problem.
Well,
it's a mental problem, not a physical problem. Why would you need a pill?
Now, I find that very interesting because I don't remember. I don't know if you remember who Phil Donahue was.
Sure.
And he used to do a talk show, and he actually had experts on, not teachers who claim to be experts. Oh, your kid has ADD, so let's put him on Ritalin. These are legitimate doctors, and I would say 99% of these kids that had alleged problems had allergies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were allergic to the paint that the school was painted with. A lot of people are allergic to grass and just things and food allergies. Oh my goodness!
Plus back then, you remember back in out there in California, actually, PG&E got into that big lawsuit with that. They even made a movie about it with what's her name, Erin Brockovich.
Oh yeah.
About the people getting cancer from hexavalent chromium.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they didn't know that, but yet they're giving these kids this diagnosis. It's not a diagnosis. It's a guess.
Well, okay. Now, if I know of a lot of kids that were diagnosed by their teachers having ADD. Now, since when did a teacher with a teaching degree all of a sudden have a medical degree and were able to, you know, diagnose these kids? A lot of it is out of boredom. You know, kids are bored. And then there's other things. There's allergies to go along with it. I used to watch this kid parents were convinced, well, a teacher had them convinced that their kid had ADD, and so the kid was what's the pill called? Ritalin. And doggone it, no, I'm watching the kid, and I'm paying attention to what the parents had packed for him for lunch and snacks and stuff, and the kid was allergic to peanut butter. As soon as he had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I mean, he was bouncing off the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, I mean, parents, if you want to be responsible parents, you know, check to see what you are feeding your kid. But allergies are you should always check to make sure it's not allergies instead of just go running for the shelter of the mother's little helper.
Well, see, there's another thing about the dumbing down. Now they're also dumbing down of the parents with all of these online doctors and all that bullshit.
Oh,
you cannot diagnose somebody over the computer.
Oh, have you ever read a freaking medical book? I mean, you have every disease or symptom that is in that freaking book.
Right.
Okay. It's bizarre. Did you know that they actually have a pill for people who they believe laughs too much?
Oh, sure. Are you kidding me? We're in the Jetsons age now. They got a pill for everything.
You know, oh my gosh, I'm laughing. I better go take my pill. It's bizarre. And people buy into this crap because a fast food society, they want things fixed yesterday.
Well, they must have a quiet pill because I think Hope took it.
Miss Hope?
No, I'm right here. I'm just listening.
You know,
I'm
you
still
can
here.
Interject.
Don't worry about me.
You can interject at any time.
I talk over top of people. I have a bad habit of doing that, so I'm just sitting here going, oop.
Well, that's
wait.
What that is
no,
what is great about podcasts, and I think that this
mm-hmm.
is what we should actually look into. Is,
I think that's a great idea.
Doing these live, because a podcast, when you're doing one, you know when the other person is done speaking.
Hell, I've already got my YouTube page set up.
Kind of like, well, I have a YouTube page too, but it's not the same. Okay?
Hope.
We'd have to
wait till I get my fancy new microphone, and then we can do that.
There you go.
We would actually have to be connected, say, on YouTube and tape the show at the same time.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I mean.
That's
easy. Yeah, we can do that.
But yep. You can't do it like after the fact because that's a futile effort. You're not achieving
your goal.
Yeah,
that kind of beats live.
No, that's right.
So, but yeah, that's what the beauty of doing a podcast is that
we'll link it up with our show.
You can do that. So,
With the ADHD, a lot of it is boredom. They tried to say my youngest had it. And I'm just like, No, he's bored at school. School and him, they just did not get along. He was like me. He didn't want the teacher standing up in front of him telling him what to do. He would read it and ask questions later. It was just weird. So he had no time for it. He couldn't sit still. And they were like, they had me take him to the doctor. The doctor says, Ritalin. Okay. Well, my husband at the time was very pharma. We had to do it. But they draw blood to check his white blood cells during it, I believe it was, because sometimes it can affect them. They'll start to lose weight. And sure enough,
right.
They did. And I pulled him off it. He was just bored. He needed to be stimulated. Like I was telling you guys yesterday, he went to work in a quarry at 15. He just couldn't be at school. And now he's working in the restaurants right now. He decided to change course, which is fine. I mean, good for him. He's exploring his options. He's still young. But he wants to be in the trades and work with his hands. He doesn't want to be behind a desk confined. He wants to be moving. And
so I did. I graduated, but I still
gaining
don't
a whole bunch of knowledge. Like, he can work all the heavy equipment. Like, he went through and got all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he did all that on his own, and he did it after.
I wanted to. I wanted to try a little bit.
There's different ways to go about doing life.
I know that.
Pardon?
I wanted to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, he's gaining so much knowledge. I mean, he can. I mean, we have blow blankets from the quarry and everything. you get some interest. They do. My oldest is a house framer, carpenter, and my middle one is also a chef. and none of my boys went into any kind of, like, computers or, you know, that way. They all went into the trades. They wanted to work with their hands. They had to be outside. But they grew up outside,
which is,
too.
Which is
right?
Great, you know, but back to the teachers, you know, here they are pretending to be doctors or playing doctors, and then
yep.
when they have a conference with the parents, it's the authority thing, and parents, shame on you, because these teachers are no smarter when it comes to your child than you are, period. And you should know your child, but it's kind of like, you know, the authority figure. Hope you're female. You know, what's the first thing when mm-hmm. you go to a doctor, a OBGYN? Usually it's a male doctor that we go see. And
mm-hmm.
first thing is that it's take off all your clothes so you're in that little paper garb, and you're sitting down, so they're above you, and it's a,
yep.
a psychological thing, just like with teachers. Brian dropped again. Just like with teachers, you know, they are above a child because kids are in their little desk. And so it's a power play move, and it's very, very
it was like respect your elders. Now it's respect authority. There's a difference, because not
exactly.
all authority is appropriate to be following. I'm sorry, it's just not. But your elders,
right.
they cared for you. They loved you. They wanted the best for you. And they were trying to stop you from making the same mistakes that they did. None of us, like a lot of us, didn't listen. We had to learn for ourselves. But they tried.
Uh-huh.
But the wisdom that they gave us through it made sure we could keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah, I fell and hit my head. But I got back up and kept going. And that's, you have to let your kids fail. And I think that's a lot of the problem right now, is nobody wants to see their, don't let your kid cry or be hurt or, oh, you know, I'm sorry, it's okay,
well,
don't worry about it.
Let's give everybody a
no.
participation
yep.
trophy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you not to do that, you dumb little bugger. Like, you know, and then you got hurt. Okay, here, let me help you. Give you a kiss. Now go. I mean,
when they started that individual, when they
that.
Started that participation trophy stuff, that's when they started stripping away individual achievement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's
not
totally,
everybody
completely,
can win.
Yeah, there are losers.
Yeah.
There are winners. There are losers,
yeah.
period.
That's right. That's right. You can't always be, someone's going to be better than you. But it's okay. Good for them. Like, be happy for them. I don't know. I just, maybe I think different. I don't know.
No.
They're coming at parents, and they're coming at the family unit. They're coming at everything that we stand for all at once from all different directions. So where the hell do we start the fight?
See, well, another thing is that they believe that they're all superior to us. which they're not, you know. Just throw them a participation trophy. See how they like it. See how
you know,
they
my
appreciate
dad. My dad had a beautiful phrase when I looked at him and I told him I thought. He said he looked back at me without missing a beat and say, "You thought? There you go, working without tools again." Because they are definitely working
yeah.
with an empty toolbox.
But they just have parents so they're so inundated with like real like pardon like every gas prices, housing prices, taxes, wars, uncertainty with healthcare. You have to get your kids into, you know, sports still, so you got to find a way to pay for that. Who's got time? They have parents. They got the women out of the house, and then they got the kids.
Well, yeah.
They made it so that two parents had to work, and then the kids had to go to daycare, so they've been in the indoctrination since they could, before they could walk.
Yep.
It's all by design, all by design.
Yep.
This is, you know, just like, you know, when our parents bought their first houses, my parents' house was $11,000 and sold it, well, it just sold like within the last year for over $1 million. But that's,
yeah,
same with my grandparents' house.
My mom and dad could have bought 5 acres of prime real estate in the Pocono Mountains by Mount Airy Lodge for $2,000 off of my grandfather. They chose not to. This day, right now, it is worth $3.8 million.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hell no.
But, you know, they do. Hope is absolutely right. I mean, they bombard the adults with all this other nonsense. And then, so you have to really evaluate what is going on in your life and prioritize it. And because me, I can do without social media for weeks at a time. I've already done it. So I have proved to myself that I personally can do it. And
to be honest, if it wasn't for the shitty state my country is in right now, I'd probably never be on it.
Oh my goodness. And you're right, Brian, because I mean, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Is it going to fall to the wayside? I mean, are people going to, you know, realize that something is awry when they're getting their happy little asses marched off to the re-education camps, a.k.a. FEMA camps?
Oh, they've already
started
using that phrase as well.
Is that when they're going to realize
Canadians house arrest or something for if they're perceived to commit a hate crime, we're all going on house arrest. So
and
I wonder if I look good with an ankle monitor.
You can put me on house arrest. I stay home anyway.
Pure insanity, though. Pure insanity. They are erasing something that was given to us by God. That's their whole thing. They want to erase God because they want to implement all their evil.
Exactly. Look at what's happening in Haiti right now. The cannibal gang leader, the man videoed himself eating a human leg. This is the man that has control of Haiti now.
That's his nickname is Barbecue.
Yeah.
And it is in, you know, it was one of the shitholes that Donald Trump allegedly spoke about. You know, whether he spoke about it or not, it is a shithole.
Well,
okay?
The Clintons definitely didn't help that any.
Oh, heck no. Heck no. Actually, they're the ones that progressed.
Yeah, you see what happens when the Clintons give you their help, right?
Exactly.
You get taken over by cannibal gangs.
You know, but this is crazy. And then how many people have crossed the borders into the United States, or even in Canada, that are part of the cannibal gang?
100%.
This is something that we have to really, and then they want to strip us of our God-given right to carry a weapon? Come on, man. I mean, it was bad enough. The NRA, they're the ones that originally sold us out. I mean, if it weren't for the NRA, we wouldn't have to register our weapons. But the NRA used it as a negotiation leverage, and they gave away our rights to have a weapon without registering it.
Even
thank
some
you,
of them.
NRA.
That doing that though actually gave me the information to know that there are over 300 million registered gun owners in this country, and if there was going to be insurrection, they would have known it.
Okay, but big deal knowing the statistics of how many people own weapons. That doesn't matter. I mean, what matters is that the government knows how many weapons are out there, and the government
knows. That's who it matters to.
Who?
It only matters to them.
Has those weapons.
It only matters to the government and their little sheeple.
And it was because of the NRA. The NRA did that to us. Shame on them. I think, to me, NRA stands for negotiate rights away. That's all they've done. Go owners, gun owners of America.
To the NRA, because to me, that's just a money, that's another money grabber.
Oh, it surely is. My goodness gracious. Wayne Lafayette, whatever his name was or is, and him and his wife, you know, spending. They were kind of remind me of Zelensky going on a shopping spree with everybody's money.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And then poor Canada. Oh, my goodness gracious. You people are defenseless.
Oh, yeah, we're defenseless on our person, and we're defenseless by country. You can look it up. They've gutted it. They gutted our military. It's just in shambles. We can do nothing.
Our
many
pretty
aid,
much is too,
what, 9 billion plus to Ukraine?
Yeah.
But he promised some kind of air defense missile system, but I guess the U.S. red tape apparently is hanging it up. So he promised all this equipment, and some of it hasn't gone over yet because of you guys. So, you know, just so you know, it's all your fault.
All right. No. See, you got the
yeah,
Biden.
Yeah,
you got
that's
the
what
Biden.
It is. The U.S. red tape, apparently.
But we're
liberals,
yeah.
Not conservatives.
We are allowing this to happen, though.
Yeah.
And just like...
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Just like you were reading the white papers, Hope. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness gracious. Everybody has access to those, okay? And to me, when they actually put it online, that's like a nanner, 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 look what we're doing to you, and you're not going to do anything about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like that.
It's another slap in the face.
That was a big middle finger.
Well, it's like Trudeau saying the pandemic provided the opportunity for a reset. And we're to the UN Council. It's on video. Yeah.
It's
no different than Biden telling everybody right on the international TV, no less, that he told the said the prosecutor in Ukraine had to be fired or he wasn't getting his $9 billion.
That's right. Yes.
What the hell do you know? The prosecutor got fired.
Yeah.
And still here we sit.
Quo.
Yeah.
And they accused, you know, they accused Trump of quid pro quo when he didn't do anything as far as that phone call. That phone
and
call he made.
Wasn't it just
Biden
to ask him to look into that?
They made him president.
Exactly.
Go figure.
Pure insanity.
Yes, ma'am.
The Bidens are guilty of so many things, countless things, and we.
That's why
we better
I
do
not call it an administration. I call it an illegal, illegitimate crime syndicate.
We better be praying to God Almighty that Trump gets put in office, because they are already pulling out the stops. And if this continues, we might as well just kiss our asses goodbye because...
No, because then there's only one alternative left.
Well, okay. Civil. Exactly.
I'm not saying a word.
No.
Take that alternatives. We don't have to speak it.
And you know, it's just, you know, so sad.
Well, I pray that time never comes.
It's okay for the people of Ukraine to be proud to be Ukrainian and want to keep their, you know, their country the way it is, and we got to fight for Ukraine and everything Ukraine. Okay, try to say you're an American and you want to keep American values. Try to say you're Canadian and you want to keep Canadian values. Oh no, we can't have that. There can be none of nationalism that way, or whatever word you want to use for it. But we can, you know, you have to be proud to be Ukraine or wherever the war is going on. Be proud to come from that land, but don't be proud of the land that you're in right now that's giving you the life you have. Oh no,
I got a question.
You have to denounce
that. Here you go. Mm. What if we snuck over the Mexican border? We'd probably get shot.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. There's that.
Most
or go to another country and ask them to start changing their laws for you.
Do you really think that the Mexican government has control over their borders?
No.
Come on.
No. No, they don't.
And then another thing is, because Hope just brought up all that stuff, all those facts, and here we're giving Ukraine all our monies, all our tax monies. It's our monies, we the people's monies. It's not the government's monies. And
That's right.
to protect their borders, but we cannot secure our borders. Come on, people, does that make any freaking ass sense?
This right here says a lot. It says, today I shed tears of mourning for our nation, not for the past, but for the violence coming. The warriors of our nation are slow to anger, but unstoppable when they finally stand. Not much longer will they tolerate the violent attacks from the left. We are the soldiers, the police, the workers of America, the true warriors, and I mourn the day when we must arise and counter the violence.
That's right. You know,
we know what kind of loss it's going to entail. That's why we have it yet.
But
yeah,
who's preparing for it, really?
But Brian,
is anybody actually prepping for it?
That's an excellent question. Okay, I mean, some people are prepared for a year or two, but what are they going to happen? What are they going to do after that expires? That time expires.
Now, both of you even asked me that question.
It's just a question in general to everybody, though. It's a question in general to everybody.
Yeah, you ask me a question, you know I damn well can't answer.
But it's pretty doggone sad.
Oh yeah.
You know that
but we haven't yet.
You know, we have that fat, how mentally ill Klaus Schwab, you know, dictating to us that we are going to eat bugs and we are going to own nothing.
Seen a thing on YouTube from him today, as a matter of fact, stating that if we don't accept AI implants, humanity will go extinct.
You know, then plant them in your head, dude.
Right?
Mr. Musk said the same thing in 2017. Don't forget.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
Humans must simply merge with machines or be left behind.
No must
his
about
words
it.
At the World Summit.
And then,
he took the brain already.
Like, yeah. and look at, I mean, Elon Musk is a sellout too. He's a bait and switch guy.
Yep.
He baited us into believing that the First Amendment meant so much to him and stuff like that. Now he's backpedaling. Elon, if you're listening to this show, If you're listening to this show, call in. Phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Press 1 and we'll get you into the studio ASAP. But you know what? You are a failure, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, how many people did he bring back, though? See, that was my thing with this whole free speech thing. How many people did he bring back that wouldn't necessarily have been found? Or, like, you know, they were just kind of, you know, off doing their thing.
Okay.
You know, they weren't bothering anybody. Or, you know, and then they came back. So now they know where everybody is. Everybody's opinions. They run this poll. Who's unvaccinated? Who supports this? Who supports that? 10,000 people respond. Okay. So they just collect that data and it goes.
True.
You don't think that they're not recording any of that?
True. They are. You know that they
are. It's a data mining system. Oh, yeah, they are.
Because I was erased off of Twitter. And
tell me how you really feel.
And I would send emails and just repeatedly I would send emails. You know, WTF? What happened here? I mean, why am I erased? And there was no rhyme or reason. And then when Elon took over, just for giggles, I tried it out, and then bada bing, bada boom, I got my account back. Of course, no followers or anything like that, and I lost all the contacts that I was following, of course, and I get this apology email finally, and they said that they apologized. They thought that I was a bot. That's how come they erased me. For 2.5 years, though, I was fighting with them, trying to get my account back. And all my emails fell on blind eyes. Not one person contacted me.
Wow.
So,
well, I at that man a lot with my questions, and he never responds, so, you know. Because every day there's an issue.
Yeah, and he won't.
I'm not shy about it. I'll call him out.
Speaking of New World Order puppets, ladies, I found a funny meme about Nancy Pelosi. She's got her head lowered in defeat, and the picture comes with a perfect poem. It says, "The devil bowed her head because she knew that she'd been beat. She laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Donald's feet. Donald said, 'Nancy, just come on back if you ever want to try again. And on top of you, once you drunk old witch, I'm still your president.'" Oh, I got that's gonna be a pin post.
But, you know, these people, they just don't, or maybe they do realize, sure, they may have all these riches
I think
stuff
they do
here on Earth, but when it comes time and they have to go in front of God, there'll be no do-overs. You can't backpedal and say, "Well, I didn't mean to do that," because God knows exactly what's in your heart. And
exactly.
You're going to be SOL all by yourself.
That's an understatement.
Nobody's going to be there to hold your hand and help you through those pearly gates, because it ain't going to happen.
Oh, somebody will be there to hold your hand, but they ain't going to help you through the pearly gates. It's going to be to yank your soul down to hell.
You know, so...
Wait a minute, I sounded like a Catholic there. Preaching hellfire and brimstone.
It's okay,
Brian. Oh, I remember those days.
It's okay. I mean,
that was one of the fun things that I actually got to experience. So the way I traveled when I was younger and a kid with my family and the rest, I got to go to a few different types of churches. I've been to Christian Pentecostal. I've been to Southern Baptist, Catholic, and just regular Christian. And I'll tell you what, the one that I enjoyed the most literally was the Christian Pentecostals. Those folks are amazing. 100% amazing.
Well, I know that.
There's nothing like it.
I know with the Catholic cult, the guilt is their a number one
oh, yeah.
weapon against you.
They draw that like a sword.
There's a whole whack of atheists that just popped up this morning on X. Like, boom, hi, it's Monday, and all I had was atheist posts. Like, that's it. That's all I saw on my feed.
Oh, yeah.
All morning. They were inundated with them.
I've been seeing a big
inundation. My question is, do you remember that thing I sent you guys about the God gene?
Yeah.
About them speaking it?
Yeah.
Right? So in 2015, a joint team of American and British scientists have discovered that powerful magnetic pulses to the brain can temporarily change people's feelings on a variety of subjects, from their belief in God to their attitudes about immigrants.
Yep.
So if there's nothing there, why do they want to tweak it out? Why do they want to put a magnet near you and just suck that God gene right out?
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
why
I remember,
even worry about it?
I remember... You know, speaking of guilt in the Catholic Church, I went to Catholic school also, so we'd have to go to church and do the confessional and all that BS, right?
Yep.
And so I remember, I think I was in second grade, and you know, it's always fearful going into those confessionals, okay, because they're dark and you've got this middleman, the priest, you know, tell me all your sins, tell me all your dirty little secrets.
That's the way I always felt, too.
I didn't have any sins, okay? No sins whatsoever. So,
I wasn't telling him.
So I felt guilty not having any sins, so I lied to the priest and I believe that I told him that I called my sister a mean name, so that was my big sin for the week, and it's like, okay, say 20,000 Hail Mary, rosaries, and it's like, oh my gosh. But is that not horrible to have, how old are you in the second grade? So what, you're six, seven years old? To have
6, 7, yeah.
Something like that.
That kind of guilt riddling your thoughts, because you did not sin, so you lied to the priest.
And then you got
so
that kind of guilt
right,
you lied to the priest.
So you're sitting right there because you lied. But that is horrible for a six-year-old to have to endure. And it was. I was friggin' traumatized, man.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Well, it's what they did to the kids during COVID. You want to try and save grandma. You got to get the vaccine. Oh, don't go near grandma. Grandma has to stay home. You can't hug grandma. Grandma, you know, you don't have a cough or a sniffle. Yeah. You're asymptomatic, so stay away from grandma more.
No,
these kids
but the
terrified.
Thing about that is that you still had to social distance. You could not touch grandma. You couldn't give grandma a hug.
Yeah.
And all
because
those
there's
poor
the
people,
connection there, right?
Well, that's what they Julie's mom is in a nursing home, and they told them that in order for her to go in and see them, they had to get vaccinated. But yet, probably once a month, at least three or four of their employees popped up with COVID.
But that's another thing, is that assisted living places, you have these people that work there. They don't live there, okay? They just work there.
Uh-huh.
So they do their 6-8 hour shifts. And what do they do after their shifts? They're out socializing. They're out shopping and doing whatever. You don't know what they're doing. And they come back the following day into the assisted living, and you don't know what they're bringing with them. The whole thing was a control mechanism, and it was a big, huge, a world beta test to see who would fall in line. And look at how many doggone it.
That's right, but that's what they used for UBI. It was a dry run for UBI up here. They put the middle class on it, let them survive on $2,000 a month. I mean, even part-time students could get $2,000 a month because that was the cutoff. But I know in Ontario, I don't know about in other provinces, but in Ontario, they didn't increase the disability. They still got $1,200 a month. And what the people on welfare, they only got, I think they get 680 now, maybe 720. I'm not exactly sure the numbers. I'd have to look it up again. But they didn't increase that to the poverty line. But they left the middle class, the workers, they all got that during the pandemic. They could, I think it was $2,000 a month it was, $1,000 a week, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody now thinks, okay, well, look how comfortable you can live on $2,000. It's a good plan. More support for UBI. It's all psychological. They're doing it
exactly.
In small classes. Basically, they've got frogs. They're just turning up the heat. Here you go, a little bit more. Here, you're comfortable? Okay, here, look, just a little bit warmer now.
Right.
Are you going to jump out the pot yet?
Good analogy there.
But a lot of people are going to have to downsize to do it. There's no way they're going to be able to do it unless they downsize, unless they're willing to actually dig in and give up some stuff.
But they're not willing to.
Right.
Yeah.
They've got them. They got people these days where complacency is second nature.
Yeah.
Complacency is above common sense. Complacency is obviously above self-preservation. So they're literally living a communist lifestyle.
Well, yeah, it just reminds me of that song, Rock the Boat, Don't Rock the Boat, Baby. Rock the Boat, Don't Get the Boat Over.
What show was that from? Oh, my God, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's just so sad, though, that what
Thank
happened to us, man, oh, man. It was just like boom, 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 boom. You know, rapid fire.
That's the way it was meant to be. They inundate you all at once. How much can your brain process all at once?
Well, yeah, you have a valid point there, Brian, because it was, you know, Agenda 21, then it got bumped to Agenda 21, 2030, and they still think that they're going to complete their mission by 2030.
Yep.
So you have you know.
Oh, there's a 2050, too, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
There's one beyond that. They're new. The world. The global summit this year, their theme was shaping the future world governments. They have no plans of stopping, and they're going to make. You know what I mean?
They're not going to stop until they're stopped.
Exactly. And bingo. Yep. Exactly. And that's how it has to be. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts.
It has to be everywhere.
The citizens and the populace are the only ones that are going to be able to do that.
Well, just like I say, I mean, if the Icelandic people can do this in Iceland, take back their country and kick all their governments out.
Here we go.
Here's
an idea, ladies. Here's an idea, ladies. These people, these elite, want a new world order. They want a one world government. How about we, the people of the world, give them a one world revolution?
And that's right
exactly.
On.
Exactly. Yep.
Right on. And
that's exactly what needs to happen.
again, I want to get sheriffs involved. Sheriffs, you have more clout than you realize. Well, I think that you do realize it. It's just that, you know, pick a side, man. It's pick a side. Do or die.
Exactly. Lines have been drawn.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Are you going to honor your oath, or are you going to play their game? Whose side are you on?
See, that's the problem.
Because
they're the only ones playing. I'm not.
But I tell you, these people, you got all these muses in Hollywood and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The monkeys, as you call them, Brian.
That's exactly what they are, paid dancing,
you know,
monkeys.
They're disposable too. You know,
speaking
look
of which,
at what they did.
Did you see what Robert De Niro was saying about Trump? Now he's terrified that Trump is going to become president. He thinks Trump is going to come after him. Bro, you think way too highly of yourself. The lion does not concern himself with the opinion of sheep.
Exactly. Exactly. But look at what they just did to John Cena.
Yeah.
At the Oscars. They did their humiliation technique on him. He sold his soul, period. There's no turning back, John Cena.
Nope.
And I had
a lot of respect for him when he stood up against the WWE and refused to go perform in Saudi Arabia when they went.
Okay, but after that,
I lost that respect.
After the fact, you know, he was kissing China's butt and stuff and, you know, making commercials for China, apologizing for him being American, basically. And so that's when it was like, John Cena, you're nothing but a piece of trash. And then they had him in some movie dressing up in girl's garb, and then now having him naked at the Oscars. Maybe he had some underwear on, I don't know. But still. Now,
but so much was outsourced to China.
Huh?
Like, China was created. China was created, like, because so much of the industries have been outsourced to the Chinese. We gave them all of this.
Oh, yeah.
We created it
so
for
this
them.
Is, there so have sure. been years, years and years in the making. It's not like it was like, hello, the New World Order is born yesterday.
So all countries are in. They know what's going on. It's a wealth transfer. They're reforming the world right now.
Have you guys ever heard about the theory of the rise of the Fourth Reich?
Yeah.
I have,
you know,
but
this,
I'd have to look at it again.
It kind of sounds like the New World Order, doesn't it?
Well, of course. You know, but this has been around forever. I guesstimated 100-plus years last night. It could be more than that. And
we've come a long way in 100 years compared to the first 1900 before it.
Yeah, they perfected their art.
Like all of a sudden in the last 100 years, kaboom! But 1900 years prior, they were just all primitive and couldn't figure it out. Pardon? That doesn't sit with me.
Then,
I'm sorry.
And then I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, look at the architecture of way back when. They really had it going on, man. I'll use the Colosseum as an example. My goodness, it's falling apart. Apart because it's been weather rotted, but the design, the actual architecture that they put into it, like old buildings in Los Angeles and old buildings in New York and stuff like that. I mean, those buildings were just like state of the art back in their day, and they were still standing today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have,
and it seemed to be the same everywhere.
Stuff back then was meant to be built to last. Stuff today is meant to be built to be replaced. So you can keep consuming.
So why
so
does
you
some
can
of it
keep
look like
obeying.
It was melted?
So you can keep being complacent.
Which is true. Yeah. Yep.
I have
right,
questions
Brian.
About way back then. We need to do a show about it. Because I could go way offside right now.
See, that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We can always find another subject for another show, because this is just like vast.
Sure, it is.
Well, they keep
you know,
everything hidden under lock and key. Why can't we have access to it? If it's the world history, then show it. Why do you get to keep it?
Certain
because
certain
our brains can't handle it?
That's
certain
exactly. You hit
the
nail right on the head.
Certain things they will keep under lock and key, okay, such as all the other books to the Bible as we know it today, you know, the books that they left out for,
I actually
for
have
our protection.
I actually have
you know,
the Book of Enoch app on my phone.
And,
I have the Lost Gospels. If you want it, I can ship it to you. The Lost Gospel of Mary and all that stuff. I have all that.
But it is crazy, and you know, to protect us here. But you have you saw them hang Saddam Hussein, and his head went rolling.
Yeah.
You know, they show that, but they show that on TV, but they will not show Osama bin Laden's body? Come on, really? Common sense tells you that.
His body was cremated over there, and it was dumped at sea.
Okay.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay.
And I
thought,
I got...
If you believe that, I got oceanfront property in Arizona.
I have a state-of-the-art... I have a state-of-the-art bridge to sell you that I made out of popsicle sticks too.
Right.
Okay. So you know, this is just it's pure insanity, and so
it
much of this
pronouns.
Falls on so much of this falls on
it's
common
good.
Sense, people, and they don't want you to have any common sense anymore. You know,
well, see, that's the thing. You sit and you look at all the false flag and PSYOP operations that are going on now, these days, right now. You got to sit back and you got to look back at history and say, well, what else was that?
Right.
What the hell else was a PSYOP or a bunch of bullshit? Like you said, you know, the moon landing.
That's right. And we'll be doing a show about that shortly, you know, on common sense for dummies. And but this it is just bizarre to me that so you know it's you know there is a doggone episode of Married with Children, and the little
girl. I'm sorry, ladies, but that is one of my all-time favorite shows ever.
Okay.
Married with Children.
She was. Do you remember the episode where they're driving in the car, and she's in the back seat, and she's talking, and then she gets distracted by her shiny shoes, and she's going shiny shoes. Okay, so that's how we are, people. You know, just like you have to beware of those shiny shoes, because they're all pretty and they're They're enticing your visibility right then and there. And somebody's shown them to you with their right hand. Now, but what is their left hand really doing?
I have to bring it up. It was my all-time favorite episode with my all-time favorite interaction between Peg and Al. Al's sitting on the couch. Peg walks in the door. She says, "Hi, honey. Did you miss me?" And without missing a beat, he turns to her and says, "With every bullet so far." I almost fell out of my chair. That was one of my favorites of all time. But I just used to love how he used to rag on Marcy. And then when she came out as gay, it was just funnier. Especially when he called her a chicken.
Well, but, see, people have lost the ability to laugh at themselves.
Oh, my goodness. If these kids would watch Archie Bunker these days, they would lose their shit.
Like, it's just, life is funny. Like, I'm sorry, you have to, there's some crazy stuff that goes on, and it can, you know, I said it today, like, my Roddy, I was talking to a neighbor between the fence, and he was on his lead, but it was a bungee cord lead, and he got dive-bombed by a bird, and it startled him, so he decided to go after it, and I went flying like a flag behind him, face plant, kapow, wasn't so funny what happened, but... Oh my God! After it was hilarious. I went off my feet.
That's not really surprising, considering how big he is and how little you are.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you just don't saddle him up.
Okay. But it's actually marigold. But you know, you gotta laugh at yourself. Like it's
sure.
not, you know, bad stuff is gonna happen, right? Like, you know, and like. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's misogynistic." I had hidden misogyny today or something for something I said. Apparently, I don't know. And I'm just like, "Are you crazy?" Like, there's. Oh, I'm so frustrated right now. I can't even.
You know, I'm to the point where when people ask me questions like that, also my first response is like, "What are your pronouns?" Because that's what.
None your business.
Oh my God.
But they have it all twisted because there's no family unit anymore, right? Everything is so disjointed. They perceive misogyny for what was just your man doing something really sweet for you, like opening the damn door. I can do it myself. Okay, yeah, I know you can, but here, let me help you along, right? Like, I was just trying to be nice, but, you know, go screw yourself now. Like, I mean, you're going to start a fight because you want to do it yourself, okay? That makes no sense to me.
I just posted a meme where this
it's not supposed to make sense to people that actually have intelligence and common sense.
I just posted this meme where this lady was on a ladder, and the ladder fell out from beneath her, and so she's tumbling down on the yard. And the caption was, "If I don't need a man," and that's what it was. It's I don't need a man. Wait, let me get the exact quote there. For some reason, that's not making any sense to me.
I understand we're independent, but sometimes we gotta listen. Like, I don't care. I mean, there's times you gotta stop. Like, you know, you can't carry the fridge in by yourself. Okay, like, stop. You know, there's some things we can't do, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. There's just not.
I have to disagree with you there because I've carried a few refrigerators by myself.
You strap on my back, my knees would buckle. I'm not doing it. I can't do it. Nope. I cannot do it. I will admit it freely. Nope.
So,
you know,
it is.
There's a difference.
If I don't need a man was a photo, and And it is quite comical because you know how women are professing, yeah, I don't need a man for anything. We have, you need him to impregnate you. But
well, you can always go for the turkey baster, but you still need the man for the sperm, right?
Whoa,
so.
Exactly. Exactly. But no, I mean, I'm capable of doing a lot of stuff for myself, okay? But I enjoy a man opening the car door for me. I enjoy a man working on my car. I enjoy, you know, I enjoy the pleasure. And why deny that man the pleasure of doing something for me?
Bent over the car, that's all.
It's just so sad. You have all these feminists, and then you have men who pretend to be women to take over your sport and stuff like that. It is just, it's beyond me.
And to teach your kids how to be one, too?
Yeah.
Right?
And,
yep.
And yeah. But where are the feminists?
You want to talk about misogyny, okay? You want to talk about the patriarchy, okay? They've taken over everything woman, and now grown men pretending to be women are teaching your young children about this. Hello? It's a man.
Exactly.
There's your patriarchy, people. They still run everything. And it was the matriarchs they're scared of, and that's why they got rid of us.
Sorry. Yeah.
Because we didn't put up with the shit they wanted to do. Oh, pardon me. We didn't put up the stuff they wanted to do.
None of this makes any friggin' sense.
It's not supposed to.
No.
Yet we let it, but in a lot of people's minds, they think it does make sense because they've been brainwashed because they don't know the real story. They don't know the truth. And what truth they did know in the past has become null and void in their brain.
I found something for
you, they're
too
afraid to speak out.
I found something for you.
Well, shame on them. What's that?
I found something for you.
They want to put $1 million.
They want to put science. They want to put science with religion. Let's do this. The human eye can only see in between 430 and 770 terahertz. Our ears can only detect sound between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. These ranges make up a fraction of the total light frequency range. This means there are a lot of things going on around us that we cannot see and cannot hear. I'm proud to say Jesus is my Savior.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%.
They want science with religion. There you go.
You know, it is so doggone sad that I don't know.
Well,
see,
that's what folks like us got to do. They're destroying religion. They're ripping it out of our families. They're ripping fathers out of our families. They're ripping real mothers out of the family. They're tearing apart that family unit piece by piece, shred by shred, and we cannot let that happen.
We can't. That is our death.
And
has it gone too far?
You know better than
that. Is it salvageable?
For me, it has.
As an opinion based on other people, has it gone too far?
For me, it has.
You know, first and foremost, take those kids out of those indoctrination centers. You know, you had somebody, this happened a while ago, but somebody had reposted it today, and I came across it, where Pete Buttigieg's husband, wife, whatever you want to call it.
I reposted it.
That
was my repost.
No, somebody else posted it. And it said that Chasen, I think that's his name, he's a teacher, and he's teaching kids to pledge allegiance to the
pride flag.
The gate, yeah, the pride flag.
Yeah, I'm looking at the post right now.
And yeah, it was from somebody else. So it doesn't matter, okay? But the whole thing is that you have this person that is in our government, and his partner is influencing children to promote his agenda, promote their agenda. It just disgusts me to no end that allow this. Parents, what is wrong with you?
There's got to be something
but
seriously
it's the
wrong with them, because they're not even
happening
trying to hide it anymore,
in our country.
And they're still getting away with it.
What would that help?
So is the trans movement, that's happening basically in our two countries, right? Mostly?
Oh, no.
Like, it's not happening in...
Oh, well, okay. Well, it won't happen in
Russia. Or in the UK, too.
I'll tell
the
you
UK,
that.
Too.
The
but
UK,
that's what I mean.
Yes,
like, why is it just our kids that are trans? Why, if they're born this way and it's a genetic thing or whatever they're trying to sell, then why isn't it happening in other parts of the world? Why is it just here?
Well, because they're not allowing it. Like, Russia will not allow it, period. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, are the kids going to their parents and saying, I'm a boy or I'm a girl? Like, are the kids actually doing this, or is it from social, are they getting it from social ideas? Oh, well, you play the truck, so you're actually a little boy. Okay, well, I had a racetrack, and I grew up outside canoeing and running rapids and on the backs of horses. I showed the pictures down at the racetrack. I had all my hair cut off at once. I looked like a little boy. I wasn't a boy. I really liked my dresses, too. But nowadays, they probably would have told my mom to start transitioning me.
Oh, most likely. They
just,
probably
it,
would. I think it is social. I think it is definitely social. Mm-hmm. And the biggest culprit is the Twitter, is the Facebook, because and definitely the TikTok.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
You have there's this one, this guy is such a creeper, man. He's like, come on, kids, come in closer. I got a secret to tell
you. Oh, yeah.
Don't tell your parents.
Oh.
And this guy is a number one creeper, man. If I ran into him in a dark alley, I could deck his ass. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that the one that's kind of tall and skinny? He's got, like, the beard and really short hair?
He does.
Is that the one you're talking about?
He doesn't have, I don't believe he has facial
like
hair. I don't believe
he
has facial hair.
There's so
but
many
he
of
does,
them.
He does put his makeup on and stuff like that. But he's always like, come in, kids, come in closer. I have a secret. Don't tell your parents. You don't have to tell your parents this, and you don't have to tell your parents that. And they're promoting this on TikTok. And it is just...
Well, Miss Rachel, it's... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No. Now, isn't that... Okay, isn't she a chunky monkey with
for babies.
A dark hair?
Yes, and it's for babies. And she has
a
trans partner on her show. And it's for kids, like, 1 year old to learn songs and how to speak and pronunciate their words and stuff. But it's getting into these kids at under a year. Because you know parents are sticking their kids in front of that TV. Here, watch this show for 3 hours.
They are.
You know what's happening.
Yep. Of course they are, because it's you know, it's a babysitter.
Yep.
Man.
It's not like it was. And I think people maybe need to think about organizing homeschool pods. Because it would alleviate... You only have to do one class a day. The kids come to your house to learn math, and then they go to this house to learn history, and then they go to this house to learn this. But you're all together, and you all work on the curriculum. so you all agree. And then you can plan, you know, scavenger hunt outings. You can take them to the pool. I mean, there's a million things you could do with these kids. They would never be bored. Never. You wouldn't even have to do all your schooling inside. In the summer, you can.
No.
I'm with the kids outside all day in the summer. We're hardly ever in the house.
There used to be programs for people that
propose that idea directly to Elon or somebody with a voice, because that's an awesome idea.
Look, I don't know what the standards are to home teach in California anymore are, back in the day when I did it, I was a school, I was a teacher, I was a principal, I owned the school, and so on and so on. And I just made up my own curriculum, and I mean, it worked out perfectly. And then when I did put my kids into the indoctrination center, they were testing above and beyond what I even dreamed of for them.
Statistics of kids these days versus even back then versus that were homeschooled versus kids that are in the indoctrination centers, they always test way higher.
But also they had programs where you could, I know that I could have taken my kids on, because I only did my own children. I didn't do a whole gaggle of kids. And but where we could have went on a free cruise to Alaska. We could have got a mine in another country, and you'd had to commit to a certain amount of time to mine these grounds, and you, in lieu of, you would get part of the property. And but there's all sorts of programs out there. You know, you're saying, Hope, that, you know, the kids can go outside, but there's programs beyond that where you can actually, you know, get vacations for free for the kids. I'm presuming that it's only for the children. The adults would have to pay their own way. And but what an experience, because it's like you know, a child going on, what is that called?
To be honest, I would rather have my kids learning from the old textbooks instead of this new crap.
Oh, for 100%, because that Common Core math, my goodness, I asked who legitimately was a genius how to do this Common Core math. They didn't know how to do it. A teacher did not know how to do it. And this is when Common Core was first coming out. And it's like, and I'm excellent in math. And I'm like looking at, because that's the year that I got curriculum from the school district, and I'm looking at, you know, the teacher's edition, and I'm going, yeah, I can't even figure this out myself, and which is totally out of the norm for me. And come to find out, it's when they were introducing this Common Core math, and it's like, this Common Core math doesn't make any sense. if you're going to do, like, scale model and stuff like that, you can't use Common Core, what it rounds off to be or what you want it to be.
Life doesn't round off.
Because we use that up here for change, you know. We round up and down for change. We have no more pennies up here. You know that? In the stores, legitimately, they round up or down. Yep. No more pennies. They're gone. Unless you're using a card, and then it's to the penny.
Wow.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. Yep.
Well,
not
I know
people. I know. Not realize that. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know
Welcome
somebody
to Canada.
That used to buy. I know somebody that used to buy $100 worth of pennies every single week because he wanted to have the market on pennies.
Well, I'm not up here.
Oh, market on
pennies. Unless they're digital. I mean, you know, I guess they're for collectibles and stuff, but you know, you can't use them for money anymore. And the bills, we
but
don't
really,
have $1
truly,
bills, $2 bills. We have the toonie and the loonie. Come on.
Well,
if
a penny is older than 1985, it's mixed with something other than just copper. So,
actually, newer than
the one.
I thought that was newer than 1985.
No, it's 1985.
Wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, if it's newer, not older.
Newer than 1985. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I thought yeah. that's what I said. yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it said. I don't know. Let's rewind that. Find out.
We have it's rainbow plastic money up here. You fan it out, and it's a rainbow, and it's a plastic, and it'll melt in the sun. Don't dare put it in a dryer. Put it anywhere near a flame, and just go, pshoosh, it shrivels up.
Oh, my gosh. So so it is destructible.
Yeah, we really have. Pardon?
It is destructible.
You can destroy it because I used
to care for these people that were in from England, and they had some English money, which is the same as Canada, and. So I was wondering, but I thought it was pretty much indestructible that you couldn't destroy it. So if you do put it out,
oh no,
in the
it shrivels up like a piece of plastic.
Really?
You know, on the magnifying glass. Yeah, you leave it on a dashboard, and it's going to melt a little.
Have you ever tried to put one in the oven? You know, like Shrink-a-Dinks. Do you remember Shrink-a-Dinks? There were these thieves.
Oh my god!
They were called Shrink-a-Dinks.
Yeah, I remember Shrink-a-Dinks.
So they'd be a regular size. Then, mom, put my Shrink-a-Dink in the oven. So waste all that electricity. Oh my gosh! I need a pill. I'm laughing too much. So mom, yes, waste all the electricity and put the Shrink-a-Dink in the oven. What a stupid thing to come out with. Really, truly.
I know.
How could
oh,
it be stupid and make that company billions? People out there that bought it were stupid.
I tell you, I had the best toy that I ever had when I was growing up. It was called Incredible Edibles. And what it was, it had these molds that were die-cast molds.
Yep.
And the dangerous toys the dangerous toys that we got to play with when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd have to plug this in. It was electric, right? And so you plug it in, you put this goop in there. And so if you wanted to make a spider or something like that, it would come out and it's rubbery. And all it is a gummy. That's all it is. And but I tell you, that was probably the best toy that I had. I loved my Incredible Edibles.
That was like
those
Easy Bake Ovens.
Yep, I remember those.
Hey, man, I loved my Easy Bake Oven. It was like so doggone cool. It was cool.
Yep.
They were giving kids.
I was wee little, but it's.
They were giving kids.
Do you remember the
little miniature ovens that heated up to 400 degrees?
They were, yeah. Get your oven mitt.
No, they heated up as hot of a light bulb would get. And
for
I
that
think
cake,
you were limited.
For that ratio, that was like 400 degrees.
No.
Okay, so we got these toys like this, and now they're putting warnings on Tide Pods and telling the kids not to eat them.
Well,
there's a little bit of a disconnect there, eh?
Even you remember Phil Dwyer, the representative from Delaware, the independent representative from Delaware. His name is Phil Dwyer. I told him the other day, I think we need to just remove the warning labels off of everything and let nature take its course. Unlock it, take the label off, and go.
Some of those toys were like really cool. We had an iron.
Come on, we had long darts, for Christ's sake.
Well, we had the science sets. Like, you had to mix all these chemicals, and you had your little glasses and your beakers and everything. And
you mix this powder with this powder,
but keep this one out of this
one.
Don't put water.
I have one of those experiment kits here.
This is what we played with as kids, and now, oh my. Yeah, something went wrong, way wrong.
Oh, man.
Because their parents never really thought too much about it. You know, here, plug this in. If the house burns down, call me if there's a fire, you know. Like,
All this started in the 80s when parents started letting the government run their kids' lives.
Yeah,
true.
Too much government over the families, and now we're reaping what we sowed.
Hillary Clinton.
Well,
it takes a village to raise your child. No, it doesn't. It takes two responsible people, a mother and a father. And
well,
then,
if you come from Joe Biden's village, you raise an idiot. Well, he's the village idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
Could you imagine?
That stupid, clueless look on his face is just...
Could you imagine growing up in that family? Oh, my gosh. Or even having them as your neighbor? Who are the people in your neighborhood, idiots? Who are the people that you know?
Back in, I think, the 90s, Tom Hanks made a movie called The Burbs.
Yeah.
That's what they remind me of. The creepy killers next door.
They're the creepers. Man, oh, man. And you know that Joe Biden knew that he was molesting their daughter.
Yep.
She was probably warming up the towels in the dryer while they were...
We're going to have to talk about it one of these days, Brian.
So,
I'll talk about it today. They're hauling his ass down to prison.
Oh, gosh. We can only hope.
We got to keep fighting.
Then we have to make it happen.
One way or another.
And
the easiest way to make change is to do these small changes, is to get together and find a way to make the homeschooling work. Get the kids out. Get them safe. You know, make your plan for your kids. Figure out what you're going to do. And then you have to start making some noise.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the problem, if you're worried about your kids, then get them safe and then start. But they're not safe in the schools.
No.
For sure, 100% they are not safe in the schools.
No, I don't think they are.
Not anymore, they're not. Well, they're talking about ghost self and bird self.
If any kind of a teacher's union has any kind of a finger hold in any kind of school, your children is not safe.
Even Ron Paul has a curriculum out, too. So,
he's going to become the next Senate leader.
Well, hopefully.
I hope. Then maybe some work can get done.
But we as
That's a problem, and I can't. That's something I just can't wrap my head around that these people don't understand. These conservatives, they talk about how we got control of the Congress. Well, what does that matter when you don't have control of the Senate? Congress passes a bill; it's got to go to the Senate. Senate just shoot it down.
Exactly. Well, I got a deal on gas today. You know, it went down 2 cents.
Every time I see somebody say something like that, I think of that old Schoolhouse Rock video. I'm just a bill. I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I actually let Caitlin, my daughter, watch that the other day, and she was laughing her ass off. You used to watch this? Yep. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Oh, memories. That was my Saturday morning. Watching stuff like
yeah,
that.
You
watching
know what?
Schoolhouse Rock.
But Hanna-Barbera... Barbera, is that how it was?
Hanna-Barbera.
You know, those cartoons, I watched those as a child. I didn't grow up to be a mass murderer or anything like that. Who are the ones that are committing these crimes nowadays? I mean, half of them are dropouts. And,
well, I don't know, but if you sit back and watch a quarter of the stuff that we used to watch, like what was that one? the banana splits and HR Puff and stuff. You know, tell me you think
HR
you weren't on drugs
stuff.
And LSD when you were making these shows. They were lit
right
by candles.
Right. Jesus, the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever you are in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
Oh, my God. These kids these days would not know. They just don't get the joy of sitting there on Saturday and Sunday morning and watching the cartoons with a bowl of cereal.
Thundercats. I remember that. That was my brother's
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, we had good cartoons. Yep, but yeah.
Now these days,
Transformers.
Now
oh my goodness, Morty meets the Eye. Oh, GoBots. So much. She-Ra, Princess of Power. Oh yeah, she was my favorite.
Oh, I just watch it.
Yeah.
Now. But I was always a DC comic nerd.
There's this one cartoon on there that had animals and they would transform into like cars and stuff like that.
Beast Wars.
I forget the name of it.
It was Beast Wars or the Transformers.
You had
the Transformers. They changed into actually all different kinds of vehicles. They transformed into dinosaurs. They transformed into beasts. And then you had Voltron, which was the defender of the universe. It was five lions that came together to make a giant space robot.
The Autobots and the Decepticons. I remember. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Autobots.
Hell,
I'm
still going today. They just made
Megatron
movies now.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But see what we're talking about? The kids today could never have those memories. Well, I saw TikTok, and she was hiding in a box, and her boyfriend was trying to find her, and they came in with a sandwich, and she got mad. Like, this is what they're watching.
Wow.
And these kids are all dressed like they're college kids, and they're dressed the way a college student would, which is very scantily sometimes. They have a belly showing, and these 8 and 9 and 10 year old girls want to emulate them.
Yep.
That's what their childhood is like. That's what they're seeing. We're talking about freaking beasts that transform into cars and fly around or, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
That's cartoons. Yeah. just
exactly
like good old fun. And there's no outing.
I was kind of a warped kid, though, because I always rooted for the coyote to catch the roadrunner.
I think we all wanted the coyote to get the roadrunner just once. But, yeah, we all did. Come on, you can do it.
Just because the roadrunner got away all the time. That's how come.
Yeah.
You know?
He was so mean about it, sticking his tongue out at the poor coyote, and he got blown up.
I just thought he was arrogant.
Did you also have Sharon Lois and Bram the Elephant Show?
Yep.
Yeah, but I never watched that.
Get
a marinky,
dinky, dinky. Get a marinky, dinky.
I know the song.
I love you.
Yeah, I know all the songs.
I think the downfall of our children's childhood was Barney.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate that purple dinosaur.
My kids never watched Barney. So
he reminds me of a purple Pee Wee Herman.
My son's favorite show was a show called Corduroy Bear. It was a little girl and her corduroy bear that went everywhere together. And he had a little dolly named Megan. I'm sorry, yes, he did, but this doll came freaking everywhere with us. Oh, my God, I had to have a car seat for her, and she had to come in the buggy. But he was 2 years old. You know what I mean? But he carried around this little doll, and he named her Megan. I don't know where he got the name. Don't ask me. I don't know. But, oh, Lord help him. He freaks.
I hate to interrupt, ladies, but I'd like to make a point. On our subject tonight, New World Order, what we're discussing right here, right now, all these memories, all these beautiful, joyous memories that we have, our kids aren't going to have these kind of memories. Our kids are going to have these kind of memories, like trying to explain, oh, yeah, I almost seen my baby do this, but I was looking at something on my phone, or I was looking at something on TV or my iPad. They ripped our children away from us, and we never seen it coming. We got to take them back. We got to take our families 100%. Back.
100%.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
And then,
I see
all they've done is
kids.
Make themselves richer.
I see them pitting these little black kids and these little white kids against each other. Because of the race-baiting bullshit, just so they can divide us?
Yep. Yep. That's right.
I see it coming from everywhere. I just watched a video today of a little white girl. She got beat to death.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The
one who she ended up.
Yeah, that was brutal.
She ended up
dying. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I saw that, but I didn't share it.
My head literally about burst. I am so sick of seeing this. And how many kids are on that social media seeing that, just like we are? Back in the day, when I was a kid, when you came home from school, you did your homework. If you didn't have one, I had the kind of dad that made some for me. But there was a time
where... we were taught not to see race or color.
We were taught to see everybody just as one, like soup. There was a time where that's because they destroyed the family unit. There was a time where you came home, you did your homework, you ate dinner. And there was a time where you could sit down from and watch TV, and then you went to bed, and then it was adult time.
Well, you changed out of your school clothes and into your play clothes, and out you went.
Yeah.
And also there was family time, you know. You ate dinner as a family.
Sure.
You didn't
have
board games.
You know, gather around the TV and watch Archie Bunker and all that.
And you'd actually have conversations with your family. And then if you did one night a week, game night where you just played games with the family. How wonderful
who's ready to have the mind
that?
Run? we're sitting here talking about this, and I just pop on Twitter, and I'm staring at a post that says, Archie Bunker just called him a lib meathead. It's a post of Archie Bunker. Oh, I love that guy. But Carol O'Connor was nothing like that character.
But it just is so, so sad that these kids... And then remember when Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, was pretending to be president, too, and he shut down. Remember when he shut down the White House? Nobody could have. I've yet to see the inside of the White House. I've never had it, been on a tour. But he shut down all the parks and stuff like that. And it's like, who is he to dictate what God has given us and shut
exactly.
down all these things?
Well, you can see just in that speech that he gave when he said that Americans are too small-minded to govern their own affairs, just exactly how full of himself and how narcissistic he really is.
Oh, yeah. But he has a boss, too. You know that.
Oh, sure.
He has somebody that he answers to.
Mr. Soros.
Given the information that we have on George Soros, it is beyond me that, for one thing, this guy is still free. How old is he? About a billion years old now, give or take a day or two?
It doesn't matter. His son's taking over his place.
I know. His son, Alex, is.
Yep.
Most definitely. But look at the company that he keeps, too. He's right up there.
He's
with
the Clintons and with the Pelosi's.
Yeah.
Think of how much dirt they have on people, though. If you want to know why they're still where they are, how much dirt do they have? Tape recording, stash,
exactly.
I mean, pictures they can pull out.
If I thought I was compromised in any way, shape, or form like that, I would come out and just confess my sins. get them all out there. That way it's a done deal. It's coming from the horse's mouth. It's not coming from these blackmailers or anything like that. But you know that they have the debt on them.
Oh,
wow. On all of them. And that's why nothing changes. Yep.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's only one piece of dirt that they have on all of them that they need, and that's the Epstein Black Book.
No, they have dirt before that.
Oh, they have lots.
That's more nasty stuff than that. Because that little black book links everybody to everybody.
That is the most current stuff.
Yeah.
And I would say probably the most
damaging,
accurate to date stuff. Definitely. I mean, they've been doing this blackmailing stuff from way back. Look at Watergate.
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
That right there is what will open up the floodgates.
And,
so where's the name? Like, where's the arrest of all the people that did this? Why aren't they arrested?
Exactly.
And
why are they still walking free?
See?
Because there's more dirt on the people that... Like, there's more dirt on people behind them or running them. It's all running downhill. They've got dirt on everybody, guaranteed. Because if one goes down and this one goes and this one goes, and it's just going to be one big domino effect, and poof, they're all gone. And then what? And that's what it's all self-preservation and their family's preservation and their reputation and their money. And all the money.
And they want to keep their bloodline pure and stuff by, doing incest. And it's like, that taints your bloodline. It doesn't enhance it. It doesn't keep it pure.
Maybe that's why they're all so messed in the head.
And you know what?
Nothing's going on right up there.
Literally, they are psychos, though. They're psychopaths.
Yes. Well, it's all about them and their wants and their needs, their desires. The world is conforming, being built towards what they want, what they see, not what we see. They don't get the crap that we want, you know.
I mean,
go.
We could
run and barefoot through the freaking
grass.
They want cities.
Very well be a fine, well-oiled machine, if those people, those handful of people, were not around. You know, mm-hmm. The world would run perfectly. But no, you have to, everybody wants to rule the world. And they want to rule the world. They want to dictate to us how things are going to be. I'm sorry, but my rights come from God. My rights don't come from man.
Exactly. Inalienable.
Exactly.
Bestowed upon by our Creator. Don't like it? Tough shit.
Yep.
And that's the way it is. Wow, we are down to 8 minutes left in our show tonight, ladies.
Oh, my. I didn't even look up.
Wow, that went quick.
Wow. Really quick tonight.
Yeah, hey, time flies when you have fun.
Eva, I was 30 seconds away from actually being a contestant on Jeopardy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Yeah.
I was young and I lived in Florida, and that was when they still had the call-in deals, when you can call in and answer the questions. You had a certain amount of time, and I missed the one question by a few seconds. I was so pissed. My mom was jumping up and down behind me because I was on. I think I had like two questions left, and I didn't make it in time for the second to last one. Ooh, I was so mad.
I love Jeopardy. I used to play
so
it with one of my clients. We used to watch it together, I'd always threaten her that I was going to get rid of her being my partner. It was only me, her, and Alex Trebek, you know, playing. And, but it's like, it would be like, Elaine, you got to get this right. We're going to go to Hawaii. I used to have so much fun with my clients. Man, oh, man, those were the days.
My mom used to do that, too, and I used to love, because there were days where I had to go to work with her. And I used to love going and sitting there, well, them old ladies could do some cooking, let me tell you what. you get the nurse bringing her little son over, and right away they want to start feeding you and cooking, and it's like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay.
I loved it.
No, I was the caregiver, so I didn't have a nurse or anything coming over to the house. And,
well, mom was a private care nurse.
Oh, so it was so much fun, and just encouraging
so
and having my clients do things that the things that their family like took away from them, and just age took away from them, and it would be like, okay, I'm sitting there supervising you. I'm not going to let any harm come to your loved one. So,
well, you get
heck,
to see a little spark come
so,
back in their eye.
Well, you have to, or else they're just going to shrivel up and die. You know,
if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. I remember one of my clients, I took her to a biker bar. No, she wanted to go out driving, so she could no longer drive, but I was driving the getaway car. So it was like, okay, I know of a restaurant up in the hills, and I said, you want to go there? And she says, yeah. And I said, I have to warn you, though, it's a biker bar, but they do serve food. And she says, ah, let's go. And so, we went to the biker bar, and
I love it.
And she had her two glasses of wine and with lunch. And, yeah, I would do fun things with these people because, I mean, although their bodies are kind of given out on them, they still are capable of doing stuff.
Oh, for sure. They got to enjoy life yet, too.
I was the fun caregiver. Yeah, you want to go to the beach? Let's go to the beach. I would take them all around and do fun stuff with them.
You got even breaking people out of the nursing.
But you know what? They're honest too, like kids. They're so honest. Like, you just mean I don't even know if I'm gonna get through this story, and I'm sorry because I'll probably start bust out laughing. But my grandma and her friend, we went to the fair in Belleville. And we're sitting there, bless this woman, she had no filter, none, zero. She didn't give a care what you thought, what she said. And this woman sat down on the ground, and she goes, oh, my God, they're going to need to crank a crane to get her back up. without missing a beat. And I was like, oh, my God. But they're wonderful because they just don't care anymore. You know what I mean? They're like, forget it. She had to be like 80 years old. Oh, my goodness, yeah. She was a riot. Here she is. I could go on that ride. And I'm thinking, no, dear, you really can't. Your teeth will be there.
Hey, you can't chat up these older folks now. Is that my mom used to work with.
So
this little old lady there. The sweetest old lady, and she was probably about 4 foot nothing. The littlest, meekest mouse you ever seen in your life. But I watched this woman scale a 9-foot chain link fence.
my grandma stood on a chair to pull a 6-foot man down by the tie down to her level.
We called her Runaway Ann.
Oh,
that
they're
little
spicy
lady,
old ones.
He was nothing, boogieing down the highway.
But they've lost that too. Like if you notice, it seems like a lot of the older ones aren't like our great grandparents. Let's say, you know, because my great grandmother, she was a 4'9" Sicilian, and she ruled that roost, and she had 7 boys and a husband. Didn't disobey that woman. Oh, no. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay, you want it done this way? Yes, we'll do it.
That's the way my grandma was. She was a 4'11" Hungarian woman.
You know what
they got through. They got that woman on 8mm reel video beating up a black bear with a broom.
Yeah. Well, it's because so many people think that these elderly people are disposable at a certain age, and they're not capable of doing anything. That's how come I would get my clients involved in trust me, their family knew what I was doing with their parents, their loved ones, and I had their blessing. You know, if mom wants to go with you out, you know, to the biker bar, more power to you. More power to her.
Amen to that.
And
how do you feel?
Yep.
But no, I mean, it's a blast. I mean, I still have pictures to prove it, too.
Well, ladies, we're going to say good evening tonight. We have 30 seconds left in our show, and I would like to thank you both for joining me tonight. You are both truly a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Like I said,
God bless you.
Two of the smartest women I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I don't know
he
about
has
all
never
that,
seen us.
Problem with AQ.
don't pull the covers away just yet. Shh. No, I'm kidding.
You ladies have a fantastic night.
Oh, God
you
bless
too.
You. God bless everybody. Be kind humans and have a beautiful tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.